Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Pier Wisconsin at Discovery World was the home for the Dennis Sullivan schooner from the mid-2000s until it was sold to World Ocean School in 2022. While several cruise ships and seagulls still dock at the pier, the Sullivan's over 25-foot-tall mast and 30-plus-foot-long hull are thousands of miles from home. Despite the Sullivan's move to Boston and the U.S. Virgin Islands, the home port painted on her stern still reads Milwaukee. So perhaps it's fitting that when the Sullivan was sold, a clause in the lease requires World Ocean School give Milwaukee area students the opportunity to learn and sail aboard the schooner.
I am Angelo Edwards. I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
My name is Peyton Washington. I'm also from Milwaukee.
My name is Leo Madsen, proud resident of West Dallas.
Angelo, Peyton, and Leo are three of those lucky sailors who each have their own unique reason why they were drawn to the water.
My grandfather is a sailor, so he owns boats, and we would go out on his boats a lot.
Everything I do with my life kind of has to do with water. Like, I swim. Like, I've been swimming since I was before I was one. I've been swimming for so long, and then I'm a lifeguard, so kind of my whole life revolves around water.
The moment I realized that sailing was going to be a big part of my life was actually my second day of classes here at the Sailing Center.
All three say it was a patient and encouraging teacher that pushed them to stick with sailing for the long haul. Someone like Rachel Wetton. She's the Dennis Sullivan's deckhand educator.
I think for me, because I was on board a tall ship as a student at first, that I know what it's like to be there. And I didn't know anything about ships or sailing before I got on a tall ship. But the thing about tall ships is that they are really good teachers on their own. And they're really good at inspiring young people.
The students say leaving their comfort zone and traveling thousands of miles away was intimidating. In fact, Peyton says she originally was not planning to apply for the program at all.
I cannot thank my mom enough for giving me that push to do it, because it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, genuinely. I just would have missed out on so much that I just didn't even know about.
So what are the chances the Sullivan could return to its home port? While World Ocean School CEO Eden Leonard says the Sullivan likely won't permanently return to Milwaukee, she does anticipate the ship will come back on a temporary basis in the future.
It's my personal ambition to ultimately get the boat here, you know, maybe once every 3 years or some sort of cadence when we get our other vessel back in the water to be able to make sure it actually physically has a presence here.
Until then, the schooner's legacy will live on through the lessons these young sailors bring back with them to Southeast Wisconsin.
That boat that I was standing on has been stood on by so many people before me who have done so many great things. And that boat has sailed in the harbor at my hometown. Really, really makes a difference that I'm so connected to the history of a vessel which can bring so many people joy and excitement.
Adam Roberts, WTMJ News.